Welcome back to the Vocalist Podcast, Duke Dance, David Kazare. I'm the host of The Vocalist, and David Kazare, of course, that magic video producer of The Vocalist.
I am not the host of The Vocalist. Yeah. I am the guy in the background.
That's yeah. Right. You do the important stuff, as we learned last year, when the video producer stuff doesn't work, the host can't do jack squat. I can't do anything if your job doesn't go well.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know what? The biggest, you gear up for something, you get ready, and then technology decides to take a little hiatus. Uh-huh. Sometimes that happens, but yeah. I was kind of expecting you to get maybe some tomatoes thrown at you or something.
I about did.
But yeah, it was close.
There was a lot of people kind of getting upset with me. And
come on,
I could not do anything. I had no control over the situation.
Good stuff.
Hey, Dave, we have finished auditions. They are closed. They are in. And now the selection process begins. Mm-hmm. And we are, in the next couple of days, going to announce who the contestants are for 2022 Vocalist.
That is right. It's amazing to me that we're to this point, but we are. And I can say, because as you know, auditions roll in, I take a little listen, and I take a little, or take some mental notes. Because, you know, you and I have really nothing to do with the selection process. But as we listen to these as they roll in, I don't know if you felt the same way, but I've heard some really, really good auditions. Some of them are like, oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, this person is legitimate. And then the next one, oh my gosh, this one's legitimate. It keeps going. There's some really great talent. I'm just grateful I don't have to make that decision because it's going to be tough.
Quality off the charts, as always, again, great talent. Here's the crazy thing about this. We always get auditions from all over the country. We're small town Wyoming, and we had auditions from the Boston area, New York. We had our first Kentucky this year.
Woo!
Had our first Kentucky, but yeah, coast to coast every year, people audition for this, so it's kind of cool.
You're right. West Coast came in as well. We've seen some of those. Of course, Intermountain West is very popular as far as a lot of the auditions, but overall, a good batch, and it is going to be a fantastic show based on what I've heard just in the auditions phase, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
So we plan to announce who the contestants are on Wednesday, and then we go right into our wild card competition. So we'll announce seven contestants from the auditions, and then we have three contestants, in fact, that will compete July 2nd for that wild card slot to fill out the top eight.
Yeah, and that wild card thing's kind of fun because here's how it goes, right? We've got seven seats that are going to be taken through the audition process, but then one of those is left open, and that's for these three contestants that we're going to announce on Wednesday as well, that a lot of them are former auditionees. Is that what you call them?
Auditioners?
Auditioner?
Auditioner.
Now I'm going off the French ways. Oh. Audition.
Auditionnaires.
Auditionnaires.
Wonder how EJ would say it.
How would
EJ say auditioneer?
He says ukulele.
He does say it.
Ukulele. Yeah, he just sounds good. I sound like an idiot. You know, he says it. It sounds good.
Sounds smooth.
Yeah, he'd probably say audition. Yeah, people who audition. That's probably what he'd say. Just something easy. But anyway, but yeah, we have seven seats we go through there. But then there's one that's going to be left out for those guys, and we do that because one, it's kind of fun to build some more excitement for this event. But also, we did it because we've gone national and even international. You know, I mean, we have a lot of folks that want to get into the show. For us, we wanted to make sure we had a local connection here to Wyoming. So we kind of try to keep the one seat to somebody local to kind of say, hey, don't forget about us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. So the selection committee is going to go through that process over the next couple of days. And in the meantime, we wanted to chat with the one and only EJ. He's our 2018 Vocalist winner. And we say we're small town. He's actually from a smaller town to our south in the thriving metropolis of Cokeville, Wyoming.
Whew.
Is where EJ calls home.
Yep.
Do you remember when EJ won the Vocalist, we broke Verizon?
Yeah.
Do you remember Cokeville broke Verizon's network?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do remember this. Yeah, because we were at the Lincoln County Fair where the competition's held now as well. But all of a sudden, like, we opened the voting and people were supposed to vote for their favorite contestant.
Yeah.
Right? It's that time. And all of a sudden, people started coming up to me. I was on the side of the stage producing and they're like, hey, like, I can't get my phone to text. Like, it's saying there's problems, and people are texting me saying they can't text down in Cokeville. And then we looked into it. Turns out that the cell tower down there got jammed because there were so many signals being sent off to the towers.
The whole town, all 500 of them were trying to text in at the same time.
They wanted EJ Pawnee in there. And guess what? He did it.
He did it.
Yep. So it's good times.
Yeah, EJ. Let's see if we can get him on, shall we?
Let's do it.
The one and only Mr. EJ Pounty is on the air with us today as part of the Vocalist Podcast. EJ, how the heck are you, man?
Doing good. Just enjoying life.
EJ, I got to tell you, man, I am one of your biggest fans because you've got just this fantastic voice that when you start singing, everybody starts listening. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just how it goes with you. I love it. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your experience with a vocalist today. So let's back up a few years. Let's take ourselves back in time a little bit and walk us through. I mean, it was kind of the earlier stages of the vocalist. It used to be called Swift Idol, right? And so you were part of the Swift Idol group. I remember hearing about you before. They're like, hey, there's this guy in Cokeville that can sing, right? And then if I remember right, somebody called from down here, one of your friends or something, was like, EJ, you need to audition for that. Is that how this call came about, or what made you want to try out for the vocalist?
Yeah, I had a buddy who's a chiropractor up there, and he heard about this competition. I think he saw Case Tippett's show, and then he told me to sign up for it, and I was like, why not? All right. So went and jumped on it.
I remember here's EJ's personality in a nutshell. I called him after he was selected to be one of the eight contestants that year, 2019, I believe, right? 2018, 2019. And I call up EJ. I've never met him, never talked to him before in my life. And normally when you talk to someone, you invite them, they're like, yeah, this is great, I'm excited. EJ was just like, cool. He's like, yeah, man, I'd love to. Awesome. And it was like, and at first I was kind of almost put off, like, well, you're not excited or what? But now that I know EJ, I just like, that's just how you are. Yeah. You're so chill. Yeah. And it's kind of how you perform that way too. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
And I love that piece about you too. Yeah, just kind of laid back, kind of chill. I know that music's been a big part of your life. In fact, if I recall correctly, Mr. EJ, you wooed your now wife back in the day at Snow College with some music. Am I right?
Sure did. Proposed to her that way too.
Oh, man. Wow. I got to hear this story again. I can't remember, but tell us all about it.
Yeah. I had my ukulele and I had one of my favorite songs.
Okay,
to play.
Stop. Can you say ukulele again?
Yeah, ukulele.
Oh, gosh. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's good.
That's so great. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Okay. Yeah. Had one of my favorite songs, and I hope she liked it. But yeah, surprised her in the middle of her one of her classes and proposed to her in college. So it was a lot of fun.
Wow. Mm-hmm. She probably said yes just because you interrupted the class is probably what happened. That was
probably
smart. Good thinking. Good thinking. So, EJ, the thing we've learned about you is your style, how smooth it is. You got this this just deep bravado Josh Groban voice that just like smacks you in the face. And you sing everywhere, right? I mean, you're a farmer from Cokeville, and you help your crops grow by serenading. Am I correct?
All the time.
Yeah.
Serenading and fertilizers. That'll do the trick.
That's right.
Yeah.
So EJ, tell us what it's been like to be on the vocalist, because you've been singing your whole life, but now you go to the competition, you win. Explain the experience overall since winning. What's that been like for you?
Well, since winning, it's I'm singing a lot more. Like before, it was, you know, not part of anything, and it was like, well, I'll sing in church sometime, I guess. But yeah, ever since joining the group, it's always been a blast to where it's like, hey, we're going to do this concert. You in? It's like, heck yeah, I'm in. And especially when you guys like are very supportive and you guys want to help us out as much as possible. It's, I don't know. It just gives me a reason to go sing and just to share what I have and to be able to get my voice heard to all those that I wasn't able to get to. And yeah. And the experience is a blast. Just knowing you two is just, you know, it's a party all together.
A party, baby.
Oh yeah. All the time. And then, yeah, like just the choices of songs and then being able to sing on the giant stage. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's nothing like it. Like I can't describe any of the words. Like you're excited, you're nervous, and you're freaking out at the same time, and then you just let everything go on the stage, and it's one of a kind feelings. And yeah, it's really awesome to be a part of.
That's what I love, though, listening to you, EJ, because when you do sing, it has got this, just it punches you, right? And you can feel those emotions that you're talking to describe. Here's a clip of you singing. This was from 2019, I believe, from our vocalist concert. It used to be called Swift Idol in Concert, I think is what this was, or Swift Idol Live. Anyway, but this is a clip of a song, your cover of Brave by Josh Groban. Let's check it out. Oh, man.
Just so smooth, man.
Right? Like, okay, here's the deal, man. If you would have proposed to me with that voice, I think I would have said yes, too. Like, I mean, it's just so dang good, man. No, for real, you've got this cool style. And what I love, too, EJ, is that there's that kind of style you've got. But also, this last summer at the Vocalist Wildcard competition, we asked you to sing as well. And you busted out a little Disney song, I believe. It was, what's that?
It was Moana, right?
Moana, right? Yeah. That was fun to listen to. So tell me, what's kind of your favorite style to sing in? What you know, hits for you?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. But I like singing all of the different types of songs. Like, all growing up, it was always trying to match the person I'm listening to. And so I don't know. I don't really have a favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my favorite ones, like, you know, is like Josh Groban, the I don't know what it's called. I have no idea. Like opera, pop stuff.
Yeah, right.
I really love singing that, like, just because you can really belt it out. And then just like, I don't know. Then the other stuff is like Usher. I used to listen to Usher a lot. I used to try to sing with him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All the different types of stuff. So
kind of like an EJ buffet is what we could say. A little bit of everything, and it's all dang good, right? Is that what we're...
Right? I love me some buffet.
Oh, me too. So we're speaking my language. All right, nice. Got it.
Nice. EJ, we're going to be calling our next contestants for the 2022 vocalist in just a few days and letting them know they're in, and then they go through that process of song selection, trying to be ready and trying to be prepared for the big show in August. What advice do you have the contestants that get into the show between now and August? Because that's got to be it's got to be a long wait, right? What's your advice?
My advice is find a song that represents you and shows off what you got. Like, there's a lot of over the years where, like, we've heard a couple, like, a really good singers, and just the song they chose, it was just like, oh, I know you have so much more, and the song just kind of held them back. My advice is really choose a song that really shows you off, just really just lets you shine. That would be my advice. And have fun. Like, it's important to have fun up there.
And you always do have fun, EJ, because we can see it when you perform. And I'm really appreciative of that, because it's a good time watching you. And we're just so glad you're a part of the Vocalist family.
Hey, thank you.
You know, he really does say ukulele so nice.
Yeah,
I know. He really does.
Yeah, and everything he says is cool. And he sings, it's cool. Like, I just want to be like EJ when I grow up.
So
I really do.
He won the Vocalist with You Are the Reason by Callum Scott. That was his second round song. Right. Do you remember watching, I remember kind of standing off to the side as he was up there singing and just watching the crowd, and every girl in the audience was just like, oh my God, yeah. Look at EJ. EJ.
Look at him. I do remember that. Well, yeah. And I remember telling our camera operators, okay, you know, his wife's going to be sitting on this this bench when he sings this song. Give me the money shot. And we got it. And she, of course, you could tell, she's like, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
But she was like, yeah, this is really nice. But you could tell she gets a lot of that all the time.
Yeah, beautifully done. And EJ's a great, great talent. And he touched on it. If you win this thing, you kind of get pulled into this circle of previous winners I like to think of our vocalist winners as like the victors on the Hunger Games, just maybe not so gruesome,
right?
Right.
Yeah. And but we really do try and put them up on a pedestal, and we try and say these guys, these are the big shots. These are the guys that have won the vocalist, and we try and promote them. And anytime they release music, we're putting it out there, and it's just another cool advantage of being on the show. Let alone you know, you win the 10,000 and meet all these people, but we really try and make a big deal out of it, yeah. even yeah. after you've won.
Well, you kind of become a little bit of a celebrity in the sense that, you know, a lot of the stuff you're performing, you get to perform again and again, and we try to make music videos and things like that as well from those who have won. So it just tries to spin off itself, and it's done very well, I feel like, the last few years. Just a great band of people, and EJ, of course, one of those. But he also talked a little bit, Duke, about his experience, you know, being a part of this process and this competition. We've grown a lot since then. How much did he win? Do you remember? Was it $1,000?
I think he was $1,000. Yeah,
$1,000.
And he was so excited to go buy hunting gear.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, and now it's $10,000.
Yeah,
poor guy. But but it's kind of cool, I think, for him. I hope that he's been able to see that process come along, because now, of course, $10,000. Darcy Lynn mm-hmm. is going to be at the upcoming competition as well in August. And so just some fun factors in there. And as I mentioned, we've had some great auditions that are going to be a part of it that we'll announce on Wednesday. So it's going to be an awesome competition this year.
Can't wait to tell you who the contestants are. I can't wait to find out myself, because you and I don't know yet either.
Good point.
But we'll find out. We'll tell you. And you mentioned Darcy Lynn in the big show. For those that just want to come watch, tickets go on sale in less than a week.
Wow.
Dave Kazare. It's
coming up.
Wednesday, June 1st.
Okay.
Is when tickets officially go on sale for the vocalist to see Darcy Lynn and all eight contestants and some host in a weird suit. So if you can, if you want to come see the show, Wednesday, June 1st, tickets at thevocalistusa.com.
That's right. Can I ask the ticket prices? What are those going to be?
Yeah, so they're going to range depending on where you're at. General admission is $15, I want to say. If you want to get down in the arena right up next to the stage, $25. So when you compare that to another concert, yeah. I mean, yeah. nothing. People are spending $60, $70, even $100 to go to a single show.
Yes, they
are. And front row seats, $25 for this.
Right. Well, I was doing some research on my own because Darcy Lynn is on tour.
Yeah.
And although we're not officially part of her tour, she is coming and she will be performing and be a part of the show and just a fun personality she has. But I was just checking out to see, you know, where she's been, and she's been all over the country in different places. And I noticed that those ticket prices were mainly about $50 to $75.
Yeah.
So I think this is a steal of a deal. And plus, on top of that, Duke, you get to be have a voice in who's going to win, and get to see some awesome talent in August.
So go check out thevocalistusa.com. Tickets go on sale June 1st, which is this upcoming Wednesday, which also just happens to be the same day we announce who the contestants are. And that was actually not planned. That just kind of happened, actually. We lucked out on that.
Yeah.
But everything begins Wednesday, June 1st, which is 2 months and 8 days ahead of the Vocalist 2022.
Now, Duke doesn't know this, but I'm going to spring this on him. And
oh, boy.
So here we go.
Wow.
As part of this, we are also going to be submitting an audition in the mix.
Oh, is we now?
Oh, yes, we is. And here's how it's going to go. We're not, because this is all blind. I want to prove to people that this is a blind audition process.
Okay.
All right. So as we mentioned before, these people who have auditioned, these auditionees, these auditioners, they get sent out to our judges and the committee, and they know nothing. They know no names. They don't know where they're from. They know ages, nothing. It's just pure voice. So Duke Dance is going to submit something with his beautiful voice.
Well, I'm hoarse right now. So
that'll be
that's even better.
Yeah. And then I'm going to submit something
bad enough.
And I want to see where our scores are going to fall in the whole thing.
Okay.
All right.
This actually will be kind of interesting.
Yeah,
we'll
be kind of, so, you
and
know,
next week we'll return a report how we did compared to the rest of the field.
So we will put it in. We'll see what they say, what they think.
Fair enough.
And we'll go from there. So.
And we'll see if the selection committee can pick out ours.
Yeah.
See if they can do it.
I like that. And I say this, if whoever has more votes or more points in the whole deal, I think that person gets to choose the suit.
We putting on the wager? Oh, no.
Yeah,
I know you're going to win.
Come on.
Because you're better than me. You're going to win. I'm not doing that.
I'm going to win. I may not win.
I thought you were going to like say candy bar or something like that. I am not letting you pick my suit.
Come on.
Not a chance.
Come on. I've seen some great suits lately.
That's what makes me worried.
There's so many good suits out there. Just let me choose the one. Just let me do it.
I will not agree to this. Not a chance.
Oh, man.
Not a chance.
Well, what if I get our executive producer in here and let him make this happen?
No.
Well,
agree to no such terms. Candy bar, yes. Even dinner. I'll do that. But okay. No.
Well,
soup.
Maybe I'll take up on that.
Okay.
But we will see.
Where dollar menu dinner.
Yeah, well, we definitely won't make the cut. I know that. No. But at least I want to see where we fall.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So we'll submit them and we'll return and report
okay.
next week.
It's a deal. It's a deal. All
right. Hey, it's the Vocalist Podcast. Look forward to Wednesday, June 1st. Tickets go on sale and we'll announce all of our contestants. So until then, thank you for joining us. Visit thevocalistusa.com.